podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello everyone, welcome to your team news ahead of the final game week of the season. Can you believe it, Neil? The final game week of the season. 38 of these, we've done.
I know, and I've enjoyed every one. I'm sure everyone else has as well. I can't believe it's 4 years since I started Scout as well. I can't believe how fast that's gone.
Yeah.
All those press conferences. I would love to know how many presses I've watched over the last 4 years. How many lies I've been told.
Yeah.
By managers. Here we are again. Yeah, we've got a fair few today. Not everyone, unfortunately, because of the games last night. But most teams will have covered, and anything else that comes out after this video, again, will be found on the Scout site.
Do you think anyone's listened to more press conferences than you in the last 4 years?
I wouldn't ask a very good question, because there won't be many sort of jack-of-all-trades. There'll be a lot of club-specific journalists going to these presses. Maybe not. One accolade. Put that on my CV.
I think you should. I think it's a great accolade. Yeah. Absolutely. Right, let's get straight into it, because, you know, you might have been hoping for a nice quiet day on the last day, but that hasn't been the case, is it? Especially in the last kind of couple of hours. More on that kind of as we go. Let's start. We'll do them in kind of descending order, but they're all at the same time, so it doesn't really make any difference. I've just taken them from what order they're on the FPL site. So we'll start with Arsenal and Everton. Huge. I mean, that's even an understatement, isn't it, for that win? Coming from 2-0 behind to beat Palace 3-2. I don't think it's great news for people with loads of Everton assets, because surely now it's party time, isn't it?
Well, yeah, Lampard didn't quite say those words specifically, but he implied that a few players are going to get a chance of a run out here who were overlooked beforehand. Now, we're going to start as a meeting one here, because we've got no injury news from either team here. Arteta wasn't asked about injuries in his presser today, at least not the broadcast section. We'll get an embargoed bit later, which I'm sure that'll cover anything team related. So all we knew on that front was that Tierney and Partey were out, and that Tomiyasu was obviously a big doubt with that muscle problem he picked up last weekend. Beyond that, we're not sure of anything, but hopefully we'll get something later on tonight. Everton, it was the same again. Now, they were in action last night, as you just said, and Lampard did a sort of 2-for-1 presser after the match. And the game week 38 part of that has come out today, but there was nothing in it about injuries. Not that he would really be able to tell us much anyway straight after a game. But he did say, and there was a line that you alluded to there about giving players who perhaps haven't had the chance so far a start, one or two. Still said he would go full pelt at it. That was his quote. But I think we can expect to see maybe the likes of Dele Alli and Damari Gray come back in. Maybe one or two others as well. So, yeah, not what you want if you're holding Everton assets going into this. You could look at it one or two ways. There's all sorts of theories about this, narratives that you'd love to construct about you're either on the beach or that you're liberated from the sense of pressure. And those narratives tend to be constructive after the event. It's very hard to use them as a predictive factor. But, yeah, injury news sadly lacking for those two. I think Everton, the last we heard, Mina and Delph, the best they could have hoped for was game week 38, and even then I think it was a bit doubtful. And then Townsend and Patterson out for the season as well.
Yep. And they're playing Arsenal, who desperate for a Norwich victory. I think Arteta's already said that he's going to be cheering on Norwich in that game.
Yeah.
But like you said, we don't have a huge amount of new information from them.
Sadly not, no. Again, like we'll see what we get from the paper section later tonight, 10:30.
Cool. Moving straight on then, let's go to Brentford Leeds next. Spicy one this. Ivan Toney fueling the flames, mentioning a video of Leeds players celebrating their promotion by singing Mind the Gap, Thomas Frank. So looks like a interesting game, this one.
Yeah, if they could have picked the worst opposition to have on the final day of Leeds, it probably would have been Brentford. If Thomas Frank was down playing that, but I can imagine that being pinned up on the dressing room wall in the Brentford home dressing room on Sunday as an incentive to go hard at it against Leeds. So, yeah, they obviously have to bet out Burnley's result to stay up. A defeat would definitely send them down. So, yeah, team news-wise, Brentford, not much change. They might have Frank Onyeka back, but Pinnock and Zanka and Goros as well are all out. And Leeds, much the same. The only person that could get back is Patrick Bamford, and that has been the case for a few weeks now. He's been back on the grass, and Jesse Marsh sounded quite hopeful this morning. He had a rest recuperation day today at Bamford after being back on the training ground. So they haven't made a decision on him yet. I suspect if he is involved, it might not be from the start because he's, I think I looked, he had about 300 minutes of game time this calendar year, which, you know, he's not clearly much fit. But just to have him there as someone who they could bring on. And funnily enough, he scored, I think, the equaliser in the reverse fixture of this game. He came on and scored. And then I think, did his hamstring in the celebrations?
Yeah,
which is the kind of season.
Is that against Brentford? I didn't realise.
I think it was against Brentford. I believe that's the case. I might be wrong, but yeah. So he's the only one they could possibly get back. They've still got long term ones out like Somerville, Dallas, Forshaw. Luke Aylin and Dan James are suspended as well. Aylin's just gone under the knife for knee surgery on top of that, so he's might miss the start of next season. Tyler Roberts is still out. He's come back in training, but he's not ready for play and come back just yet.
And that's in sort of contrast to Brentford, who are looking pretty strong.
Yes, yeah. I've just covered the team news there. You might not have been listening, but
I was listening. I'm just saying. Okay. They're just looking strong. That's it.
You're just having a normal conversation with me, and I just
didn't get
the cue.
Sorry. Sorry.
I am on the beach.
Brighton, West Ham. I have. Tactfully put the quote over Enwepu's gob, which you didn't realise he was spitting out.
I didn't realise he was doing that.
Yeah. I like that one. Interesting game this, Brighton v West Ham. Bit of a bogey team we are for West Ham, but obviously a great result for them against City last week. What have we got from the home side?
Yep, Brighton are almost as you were. They might have Enwepu back, but he's not fit enough to start, so bench duty beckons, I think. Jakob Morda still out, and Sarmiento is still out as well. West Ham, we've just had Moyes up in the last hour, I think, or last 2 hours, and he was seeing that Diop still isn't quite right with his ankle, and but that Benrahma should be fit for this one. He was the only sort of notable name missing last weekend, but he should be fine. There was a line on Mark Noble as well. He said he would, if the opportunity's there, he would obviously give him an appearance, a farewell appearance. Obviously, he had his swan song at the London Stadium last weekend, but this is his final Premier League match. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him start. Moyes was kind of coy on it, and seeing he would do the right thing for the team. But I guess Europe, there is something riding on this. They can still get Europa League in sixth ahead of United. So that would be the only reservation about playing Noel for the full 90, but you'll definitely see him on the pitch, I'm sure of that, at some point.
I think they could well do. I think United are going to struggle against Palace. So
I could see Palace winning that, yeah. So it just depends how West Ham do with Brighton.
Yep. And how about our boys?
Yeah, I've just covered them.
Have you? Sorry, that's how I wasn't listening.
You aren't listening. I knew that was right.
It's because we're getting through them really quickly.
Until we cover them all again.
Yeah. Can you do them all twice, please? I just feel a bit more comfortable. I did an hour of 15 with Sam on the Q&A and then put this together. My brain is like just completely gone. Yeah. Newcastle, Burnley next. Burnley, the home team. Decent point for them. Puts it kind of in their own hands. They just need to beat your boys. What are we saying about them?
Yeah, Burnley are the only team who were in action last night out of the six who've had a standalone press conference today. So Mike Jackson has actually brought us up to speed with the latest on the Burnley team news. We knew that Westwood and Vida are out for the season. Tarkowski came back last night. Goodmanson's still out as well. Rodriguez is a 50-50 for this weekend. He's been out in the grass with the physios and they're going to assess him. They're also going to appeal Matt Loughton's red card as well from last night. They think they've got a good case, and I probably would agree with them. I would say it was careless rather than reckless, that challenge. Ben May, we didn't get an update on, as far as I'm aware, but I think he was an outside chance of featuring it anyway. So, of the ones that got sidelined, I think Jackson said Rodriguez was the one who had the best chance of recovering to join the squad who played last night in Villa Park.
Yep. You know, they asked Mike Jackson about, yeah, you know, the red card and about Ashley Barnes, because he did the elbow.
Did they?
You know, yeah, they did. And he said, you know, he'd spoken to them and he'd asked them if, you know, they want to be starting something. You know, you've got to be starting something.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Newcastle.
Thank God we've got a 3-month break now to get that out of your system.
Newcastle,
yes. We will have possibly Fraser missing for this. He's picked up another hamstring problem through the form. Late checks on Chris Wood and Fabian Scher. So Wood's had a minor hip problem. I've already seen him on the grass this week, so sounds like he's hopeful. Fabian Scher, they're following the concussion protocol. So I believe that will be served by Sunday, but that will be the first day. So again, lay a call on him. He's doing work at the training ground, just can't be involved in sort of contact stuff. Javier Manquillo was not sighted on the training ground this week. He's had chicken pox. That's not often something I have to write in brackets in the team news tab. So I suspect he's out as well. And of course, Shelby and Willock are out for the season. But yeah, Howe did say that they were going to name their strongest 11 for this one, to respect the sort of battle at the foot of the Premier League.
Yeah. And how about Burnley? That's a joke.
Nearly answered as well.
Two jokes in that segment. Excellent. Chelsea Watford next. So this is one of the big, you know, potential hauls for Chelsea. Yeah. But there's been a bit of cold water thrown on it a little bit with some of Tuchel's comments, right?
Yeah, I can't find the quote that I saw on report on Twitter last night, at least not broadcast on telly. I'll keep searching for it, but there was a suggestion that he wanted to give runouts to players who perhaps haven't had the chances so far this season. So maybe the likes of Malang Sarr. I mean, Aspie was on the bench on Thursday. At least Mount was benched then as well. Maybe he's bringing him back for this one. I mean, usually you'd field your strongest teams on the final day to give them a send-off in front of the home crowd. But they played last night at Stamford Bridge, so he's got the luxury of sort of doing both, really, in the space of 3 days. So, yeah, I am a bit concerned about this. From I own Alonso and I own Mount. I was going to get James in for this one. I'm not sure now. Hopefully we'll get some kind of leak.
Oh, I'm thinking of getting him in as well. Don't say that.
Yeah. I mean, Tuchel wasn't... We could have done with hearing from him today, really, because... Again, they were in action last night, Chelsea, and he did a presser after that game. And the embargoed section, there's no really there that could tell us anything for Sunday. We're just going off at one quote on Twitter last night where it suggested he would blood a few fringe players. Injury-wise, we saw Havertz come back on the bench last night. He was fit for a little cameo. Christensen, I think Tuchel said, was unlikely to play again this season with, I don't know what's going on there, but he's off in the summer, clearly. Chilwell's not ready. He's back in training, but he's not going to be risked for this. And Hudson-Odoi's out as well. The other two, yeah, Kovacic and Werner. Timo Werner's had a hamstring strain that means he couldn't play in the FA Cup final. You know, he's named on the bench. Kovacic had a swollen ankle, so we haven't got any fresh updates on those two. But yeah, that's a bit of a concern for Sunday. So fingers crossed for some early team news. How are they playing? Watford. Yeah, Watford, we just had an update from the Hornets, and they are still injury hit, but slightly less so than they were in the last two game weeks. So they've got Josh King back, Firmino, Cleverley. I think Sammy is fine as well after his groin problem from last week, so they're all back in training. Still out, though, are loser Kuchka, Dennis Saar. I think... yeah, Ford's still out as well, and that might be it. There have been reports of Cuccio back on the grass as well, so he could come back to this one. But I suspect no one cares at this point. The window for playing Watford players has long since gone. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yep. I really want to make the joke again, but that's just going to be rinsing a rinsing it too far. I can't do it. Palace next. Palace and United. Interesting game again. Ten Hag will be watching. I saw some rumours that he was going to take over the training and stuff. Yeah. But I think he'll just be in the stands. Vieira getting into fights after the match, but he won't be happy with his team losing that 2-0 lead.
No, it's by the way, he's another one who we haven't heard from much yet in terms of team news information, so I can't give you much there. Yeah, but he'll be he was quietly seething after the match, even more than that when he was on the pitch and took
not
a bit
a man
of a kick
and
went
to anger.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you can't do that, but a bit of a prat who was goading him. The last we heard on the team news front, I mean, Ferguson and Alicia were out for the season. MacArthur and Tompkins were absent for Thursday, so it would be a hell of a recovery for those two to be fit for Sunday, given the very quick turnaround. Man United, we have got more concrete information on, and Ranić said that they're still going to be missing some players. So Pogba sounds like he's still out. Luke Shaw had been back in training, as had Sancho. But both of those are still doubts. Luke Shaw's partner's just given birth today, I think. And Ranić says he was due back in training tomorrow, but that's not now going to happen. So he's a doubt. Sancho had been back in along with Phil Jones at the training ground, but had to pull out training this week with some unspecified issue. Don't know if it's a recurrence of, I mean, Sancho had tonsillitis, so I don't think it'll be that. We have seen, I think, Rashford back and Eric Bailly as well. But again, one of those teams where you're really not going to be fussed about. I can't imagine anybody going for United. I submit, apart from maybe Ronaldo. I could see this being one of the, you know, the end of season goal fests that you get. I could see this being like a stupid score. Just with Palace a little bit fatigued from last night, and United being United, just defensively abject. I could see this being the goal fest, but you're probably not going to like me to go for Ronaldo over a De Bruyne or a Mane or a Son or a Kane, unless you really chase.
Yep, no, I completely agree. Another game with potential goal fest, Leicester versus Southampton. Yeah. Interesting one, this. Leicester, strong team again, but completely different system against Chelsea, which obviously saw Barnes miss out. Madison played, yeah. Vardy played. It's tricky, isn't it? You don't really know what you're going to get. What do we know off the back of that game?
Yeah, I mean, as you said, they changed the system to three at the back. I'm pretty confident that won't be the case on Sunday. They'll be back to a back four. We did get a slight update from Rodgers, and he said that Justin missed out last night because of illness. Should be fine this weekend. Same with Tielemans. He had a clash of knees, and he wasn't involved. But again, Rodgers sounded fairly confident on him recovering. So yeah, the issue now, of course, again, is minutes. And there were a lot of them played last night. Madison lasted 90. Dewsbury Hall as well, I think. Vardy lasted 78. I saw he had 11 touches of the ball in those 78 minutes. I think two were from kickoffs. And he had three touches in the opposition half. So a bit of a wasted enterprise, that. Blood and Vardy in a game like that, where he's not going to touch the ball and ran around for the best part of 80 minutes and then got hooked towards the end. So I'd be a little bit concerned about Leicester players. Again, assets that you'd want to target for this week, given the opposition. The good thing with Leicester is we usually get an update from, what's his face, is it Andy Martin or Sam Martin?
Sam Martin.
He generally leaks the teams, doesn't he, with a good
what's
bit of...
What's his face?
It's one of the Martins. I know there's two Martins.
Andy Martin's Twitter. The Leeds guy.
That's Sam right, Martin's that's right, yeah. Mr. Remember his surname. And, he normally gives us a bit of advice.
He wasn't much bloody help last week, was he?
No, he wasn't.
If Madison was going to start.
That's true. But at least now he has more chance of it because it's every game's kicking off at four and the deadline's at half two. So he'll have a lot more chance of getting to this week. Not putting pressure on the lad.
I don't know.
At all.
Whose name all my hopes have pinned on that.
Yeah. My best friend. But yeah, hopefully we'll get something from him because otherwise we are having to stress the caveat of that Thursday night thing. I mean, what you would say is that there's nothing to rest for. You know, we've got summer coming up. I don't think fatigue is the issue. I think it's more... In a lot of teams' cases, especially the mid-table ones, are the managers going to hand chances to second-string players? I think it's more that than fatigue, necessarily. So you can hope for the best with Leicester because that is arguably the standout fixture.
But I mean, Leicester could finish they could finish eighth, right? So there's nothing there's nothing riding on it.
There's no European place. There's no... I mean, I think Rodgers would love a top half just to say that it's been some modicum of success. You know, obviously they're running Europe, but nothing tangible to play for, really.
Yep. Southampton, your opponents? Don't tell me you've done that already.
I haven't, no. Even though we are eminently forgettable. They're just the same three out. So Forster's still out. And the longer term ones like Livermento and Perro are out as well.
Excellent. Liverpool. This is the one that a lot of people are going to be wondering about. This, what team does Klopp put out? Who's fit? You know, injuries to Salah, Van Dijk, Fabinho. Do they play? Do they get 20 minutes? Do they get 60 minutes? Come on, Neil.
Well, I'm gonna dredge up the quote for starters because I think it is important so that everyone hears the exact quote. I mean, it is transcribed on our Twitter page, but for those of us who aren't on Twitter, I'll get the exact quote for you. So Klopp said of Salah, Van Dijk and Fabinho, who are all walking wounded, he said, "It looks all good. What we do with them this weekend, I have no idea." But then went on to say he understands the goal-scoring battle between Salah and Son, but there was no chance that we take any risk, and then Mo doesn't want to take any risks either. He said his preferred solution would be that they would all play at the weekend for rhythm reasons, of course, ahead of the Champions League final, or at least be on the bench, and then we can bring them on or not. So,
is that helpful? Yeah. Is any of that helpful?
not really. I mean, I think they'll be involved. I think most of them will. Maybe Fabinho seemed to be the worst hit of the three. So I do think we'll see them in the squad. But the way he was talking there, it didn't seem to me like he was angling for starts, really. It's funny that he's already got one eye on the Champions League final as well, even though the league title's still technically at stake. Yeah. He was talking about getting rhythm for the Champions League final. So he's almost written it off.
I think he'd written it off before that Southampton game, right?
That's why
he played, made all those changes.
It'd be funny if they won it off the back of not trying. but yeah, it's a tricky one. I think if everything had been level and it was like goal difference in it or Liverpool were in City's position, then I think you'd seen probably Salah and Van Dijk push through the pain barriers. Maybe if there's a shock at Villa Park and Liverpool needs to wrap up a victory or seal victory or something like that, then they could turn to the likes of Salah on the bench. I've predicted him not starting in the team use so far, so I've not gone with Salah based on what Klopp's told us, because there's just too much of a concern there to definitely put him in. I think we can be pretty sure of most other players who are going to start, because Klopp's talking about rhythm, and while that does apply just to Salah and Van Dijk after injuries, it also applies to the players who were rested against Southampton on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's good news for Robertson, Trent, Diaz, those kind of guys. Yeah,
I don't think he's going to give them a fortnight without any kind of competitive action and then go into a game against Real Madrid. So, as you said, Robertson, Alexander-Arnold, Mane, Thiago, Keita, Henderson, Diaz as well. These are the names you'd expect to see on the team sheet on Sunday. And then it's the question of fitness over Salah and Van Dijk.
So just to sum up, they might start, they might not.
Yeah.
If they're on the bench, they might come on or they might not.
Yeah, pretty much. Simon Marsh summed it up very well on Twitter.
Yep.
And it was essentially that. But again, fingers crossed for Sunday afternoon and some cheeky little team leagues.
Yeah, I think you're right though. A lot of the time when you're listening to these press conferences and reading them, you try and pull out the kind of tidbits. And I think the rhythm part is the kind of main bit, because that implies... You know, if he'd come out, he could have said, oh, you know, it's nice to give them a rest or after a long season or something like that. Then you'd be like, oh, okay, maybe he's going to make all these changes again. But the fact he's even referenced rhythm implies it's going to be a strong lineup to me. How about Wolves, their opponent? I mean, talk about on the beach, beach in the Midlands, but they might as well be.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's focused on Watford and Southampton and Norwich being favourable opposition, but Wolves are definitely part of that group now. I think they're in the bottom four for all the key sort of defensive metrics at the moment and at the other end of the pitch as well. So, yeah, they were quite a tough test for most of the campaign, but not so in the last six matches. Really low down the form table. Injury-wise, they are, I think it's as you were, so Sice isn't going to recover for this. That's him gone now. I think he's leaving Wolves in the summer. And it's still Kilman and Semedo out longer term as well.
Yep. Don't there's going to be any investment in Wolves whatsoever. Oof. In fact, if you've got Wolves players, my God, get rid.
Yep.
City Villa next, the other game in this title match. I mean, City, you know, really, really struggled without their, you know, their defenders. Didn't really have many options other than to play Zinchenko and Fernandinho. And, you know, Laporte was kind of patched up and didn't look fully right.
Yeah.
Some good news, I think, ahead. I mean, there were pictures, Walker and Stones, for example, pictured in training. What's Pep said about that?
Some good, but typically ambiguous news in terms of Stones and Walker. So, yeah, they are back in training. Cameras caught that, I think, 2 days ago, or maybe even longer. Pep, obviously, as is his wont, didn't offer us anything definitive on whether they'll play. He said, and again, let me get the quote right up, he said they've made a partial training, I think, yesterday and today. So we're going to see tomorrow. So again, it's another wait for the last training session on Saturday and then make a decision. But he says it's good to have them back. So they're obviously in contention for placing the squad. But yeah, you're right. The thing that put me off City picks for just the scout picks or scout squad this week was, certainly at the back anyway, was the fact that Laporte and Fernandinho didn't look at it last weekend. And Zinchenko was obviously not. He's no Cancelo, basically. And then Ake is not fit on the bench as well. But yeah, if they do have Stones and Walker back, then you're a little bit more confident in their capacity to keep a clean sheet. But we'll see. We'll see if any training ground images tomorrow and see if we can get any concrete team news closer to Sunday.
Then how about Aston Villa? Steven Gerrard looking to spoil the party.
Yeah, again, nothing from him, unfortunately. Following last night, there might be some stuff coming out in Barwood, but nothing I've seen so far of note. Injuries-wise, we didn't sense anything different last night or anything, but he picked up anything fresh. Courtney Howes and Conte are out. Conte's definitely out long-term. Bailey, I think Gerrard wanted him back before the end of the season. I'm not sure if that's going to be the case. But they were the only three injury-wise. Again, if you've got better assets, and you're probably not going to field them away at City, but if you were, then benchings for Coutinho and Ings, I guess it's a good thing for 38 if you want to play them. You can't be completely sure because if Ings plays, that means either Jawa's going two up top at the Etihad or Watkins doesn't. So remains to be seen what he's doing. He did say in the previous press conference ahead of Burnley that he'd be very surprised if the team stays the same for both games. So he's hinting at changes already. Coutinho, Ings, maybe Nakamba come back in as well. You know, that sort of defensive role in front of the back four. So, yeah, there'll be a handful of changes, I'm sure.
Yep. Final game then, the one everyone's talking about, that's Norwich and Spurs. If you want to listen to that, you're going to have to subscribe to our Patreon. No, not really. It's Norwich Spurs next. It's the big one. What is going on with Norwich? Neil, how are they set up for the game? Yep.
They're right. Yeah, Norwich. Yeah, the one that the information that everyone's pining for. let me quickly cover that one. Cabag, Ida, Omidan, Babadeli, Zimmerman, McLean, Sargent are all out. Norman's fit. Gilmore and Gibson are going to be assessed for ankle and back problems.
Yep.
That's out of the way.
And just calm day at Spurs, right? Just not much to report. Okay, what is, in all seriousness, what is going on? What do we know? There's been tweets, there's rumours, there's Gary Lineker getting involved. Yeah. It's been absolute carnage today. Take it away.
Yeah, all happened in the last 2.5 hours as well, and it's been resolved. So, Lineker first alluding to suggesting that there might be a food poisoning outbreak at Spurs. Again, bit of deja vu there. But Conte has kind of poo-pooed that a bit in his presser. He says that there has been some stomach bugs this week. We saw it last week, actually, with Kulusevski, and he was only fit enough for the bench. I think it was four players affected. Lloris was one of them as well. They all made the squad, I think. So something similar has been going on this week. He says they've had a couple of cases. Kane was one of them. And the initial suggestions from local media that he would be assessed, but Conte has gone one better than that and said he'll be fine. So he's said, I'm sure he's going to be all right, that he wouldn't want to miss a game of this magnitude. I think he cancelled a media obligation this afternoon, which is what's kind of prompted the panic. But I'll give you the exact quote. He says, on whether Kane will be fit, yes, for sure. So you can't get much more unequivocal than that. For sure, Harry doesn't want to miss this type of game. So good old Conte giving us something completely unambiguous, unlike many of his counterparts at other clubs. But they haven't got any fresh injury concerns and they haven't got anybody coming back. So it's the same squad again. Romero's still out. And Tanganga, Skip, Reguilón as well, and Doherty, they're all still out. Nothing on, I did see suggesting that Emerson and was it Sessegnon had been affected by this virus as well. Yeah. But based on those quotes from Conte, where he says they've got it resolved and under control.
So the message is don't panic.
That's okay. Message for now is don't panic until we see Kane not turning up on the team coach on Sunday.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Nice. Great. That's it. That's all 20 teams done. 486 people watching. If you could like the stream, that'd be great. And obviously, if you're not subscribed to the channel, make sure you are. Neil, I just want to say thank you on behalf of everyone. You know, you do an amazing job on Scout editorially, watching all the press conferences, getting all the information for us. I don't think there's a harder working person in FPL world. Just thanks for all you do, really. It's good to have you.
That's
part of the
team. Very kind, guys. Thank you. I should be thanking everyone else because I am paid to do this after all. So it is my job. So I am very lucky.
I didn't realize.
Everyone else is voluntarily. Yeah. So it is my job. And I am very fortunate to do this for a living. Even on busy days, I do kind of pinch myself and think, oh, this is actually not a bad way of earning a living, really, you know, watching press conferences. So, yeah, I thank you, everybody who's watching at home, for not just your interest in this video throughout the season, but your support of the site as well throughout the year. And hopefully we'll get bigger and better over the summer as well, with some more exciting developments.
Absolutely. Pipeline. Yep. Keep your eye out on Scout because changes are coming. Hopefully. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Excellent. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Neil and I will be back next season. Crazy. This will be my last video of the season, actually. There will be a deadline stream with Ronaldo on Sunday, but I won't be a part of that. So this is my last stream of this season. I'll be doing some more kind of post-season content. I'll have a bit of a break, I think, maybe a week or so. And then I'll be back. Thanks. And everyone, thanks for all your support for me as well, doing the videos this year for the first time for Scouts. I'll see you next year, Neil.
Toodaloo. Till then.